The following is a Super Network production with Super Marcy.
And he's got, like, these sunglasses on? It's a bit dark. It's already nighttime, bro.
The terrible Australian B. Jermaine.
Look at this dude's hair. It's like a mullet mixed with a rat tail meets, like, whatever the hell the rest of it is.
Professor Batch.
Diet soda? That's so hot.
It contains coarse language. Mature themes.
Oh, 25 cents for XXX movies, I'm going.
Potential spoilers.
Spoiler alert.
Listener discretion is advised. Please find us at supermarcy.com and subscribe to us via Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork. Enjoy.
Just once in a lifetime, there comes a motion picture so courageous, so explosive, that all else pales in comparison. A motion picture that breaks with convention, disregards taboos, risks 90 days in jail.
Feeling shy, are you, Blanche?
This is a family show, for Christ's sake.
And digs deep into hitherto unexplored regions. This is such a picture.
Oh, it's beautiful white forest.
The barriers are down. Sex.
I'm hot, Bletch, but not the way you think.
Drugs. Animal husbandry.
Why did you bring it here? It's not mine. You know it's not.
We'll let the court decide that, shall we?
Corruption.
Barry, do me a line.
From the killing fields of Vietnam to the playing fields of Beverly Hills.
Oh, what the heck? That, you bastard.
This is the motion picture that dares to probe the secret innermost fears.
It's the big one, Harry.
No, it can't be. I've taken precautions.
That eats at the heart. That tears at the soul.
Please, God. I know I've been a bad bunny.
From Peter Jackson, the director who gave you Bad Taste, comes a movie with no taste at all. Meet the Feebles. A motion picture that gives all it's got.
G'day everyone, this is B. Jermaine, aka The Terrible Aussie, and welcome back to episode 14 of the To Be Tuesdays podcast, the podcast where my co-hosts and I pick a random movie off the free streaming service Tubi and do an audio commentary on it. And with me, as always, are my two co-hosts. First up, Super Marcy. Hello, Marcy, how are you?
Hello, hello. Doing all right. How's it going?
Pretty good, thanks, Marcy. And... Ooh. Also, our second co-host, the one, the only, Mr. Professor Batch. Hello, Batch, how are you?
Good day. I am doing well, my friends. How are both of you on your side of the world? Coming at you from Canada?
Canadian.
Pretty good. Pretty good, thanks. Reasonably well, considerably. But how's things over there with you, Batch? Because I know you couldn't make the last episode due to illness, but how have things been going since then?
Little under the weather last episode, but as we like to say on WebTales, still Joe Rona free.
Yes.
So, yes.
Wasn't the corona, but if you haven't heard over here in Ontario, things are on fire. Not literally like when you guys were on fire last year, but things be messed up in Ontario. So, but I'm still here, ready to watch some terrible movies with you guys on the number one anything called To Be Tuesday.
Yeah.
Exactly. But we are the original and the best.
We're the original and the best, and how dare people just, like, copy our idea. But to be fair, Tubi and Tuesday just seems to roll off the tongue.
Although, if we ever have to change our name at some point, which I don't think we have.
Which we won't.
I think we just call To Be Fair.
I concur. We need that. That needs to be our backup name for this podcast, To Be Fair.
To Be Fair.
We have claimed it. If anyone else out there takes it, we're going to sue. We're going to copyright that shit.
You know what we should do? We should just totally Italian horror film this and just release this on different podcast feeds under the name To Be Fair, and to see what gets more hits, To Be Tuesday or To Be Fair.
Yes.
With the same episodes.
That would be amazing. And I am totally down for this. And of course, but we're, this, like I said, we're both the, we're the original and the best because we're the only 2B-related podcast out there that's hosted by two Australians and a Canadian. So there you go.
That is true. That is true. That is true.
Indeed. But for this episode of 2B Tuesday, it's my pick.
Oh, no!
Yes, but...
I'm frightened, Marcy. I'm really frightened.
I'm scared.
But last time I picked for the show, I picked probably the episode, I am not even joking, this is so far our most downloaded episode ever of this show, directly from the website. Don't know where it is, how it is in other streaming podcast streaming services, but based on the stats from our from supermarcy.com, the Peanut Butter Solution is our most popular show so far and most downloaded. But the question is, though, like, for my pick, I thought, oh, what am I going to pick next to kind of top the Peanut Butter Solution? Because that movie is such at a league of its own. Mm. You need something to kind of at least be on that same level. So I was looking around on Tubi. I did have one movie in mind for this show originally, but when I was strolling through it the other day, I came across this movie, which I had seen many times on Tubi, and I thought, you know what? I'm going to pick this one for this episode. And for this episode, we're going to be talking, we're going to be doing an audio commentary, sorry, for a film that is a little 1989 dark comedy that is directed by a future Academy Award-winning director. And, but the thing is, this movie, the entire cast is all puppets. So,
no, you're not talking about, it's not.
It's not the Happy Time Murders, unfortunately, but we're going to be doing...
I wasn't thinking about that one.
But we, for this episode, we're going to be doing... This episode of 2B Tuesdays, we're going to be doing this episode on Peter Jackson's Meet the Feebles.
Oh, snap!
Oh, yeah. So we're not actually watching a bad movie, because I remember thinking this movie was awesome when I saw it on videotape.
It does happen once in a while. We don't do completely terrible films on this show. There's been a few of them. But I remember back in the day, I was working at Blockbuster. Yeah, so I'm one of those guys. Mm. I special ordered this in because they didn't have it for sale.
Ooh.
So that it was pretty expensive. And then I lent it to a guy, and then he moved to Vancouver. And I never saw it again.
No! Oh. That's rude.
That's just horrible.
Rude.
I lent him my copy of this film and my copy of Cannibal the Musical.
Oh, how dare
that is exactly. But well, that's why, hence why we're going to be doing a commentary for Meet the Feebles, because this is a film that we all haven't seen in quite a long time. Even though this is the rare case we've all actually have seen this film. Usually we kind of try to pick films that neither one of us hasn't seen before, or none of us has seen before. But we made the rare exception this time.
Yes.
For this one, because this movie is, like I said, in a league of its own, and it needs to be talked about more.
Yes.
So, we'll get started now. If anyone actually, for anyone who hasn't listened to our previous episodes of 2B Tuesdays, first of all, how dare you? but what you need to do is go straight to Tubi. And look for the film Meet the Feebles. Now, I know this is on all of them, from what I gather. It is on the Australian version, it's on the US, and the Canadian versions are Tubi, so it's easy to find. So we're going to be counting down. So once I say countdown from five and say go, you play the movie when I set on go, and that way our commentary will be in sync with the film. And also, as you've also noticed from our previous episodes, since Tubi is a free streaming service, they do play ads at certain points during the film. So whenever an ad does pop up, we will say ad, so that way our audience will pause the film. And then when we say that the ad's over, you can kick the movie back in the gear and press play. So, but that being said, this is what makes 2B Tuesdays fun, because these ads always make these shows end up being complete train wrecks. So,
that's when everything is working on the show. You don't even want to see what happens when the show falls off the rails.
Exactly. So, we'll get right.
Normally, that's when Bede's not here and it's just me and Marcy and it's just chaos and anger between the two of us.
And we're trying to, like, stay focused on whatever shit we're watching.
Exactly. But we'll get started. So, yes. Guys, are we ready?
Ready.
Ready as I'll ever be.
Oh, all right, I'll count it. Oh, I'll count us down. And when I say go, we play the movie. In 5, 4, 3, 2, 1, go.
I'm going.
Now I'm ready.
Oh, Wingnut Films. What's a Wingnut?
I don't know, but it is Peter Jackson's production company. Oh. That's the name of it.
Oh. How have I never, like, paid attention to that? I don't know.
Exactly.
You know what? I'll never forget this theme song.
Okay, I'm now curious. Like, when was the first time you guys had seen this movie? First up, Marcy, when did you see this movie for the first time?
Yeah, I think I was in high school and was learning about, like, all sorts of weird movies, and I'm pretty sure I hired it on VHS, and I think I sat down after school one day. This sounds so wrong, but anyway. Meet the Feebles! And yeah, I sat and watched it, and I was like, holy shit, whatever the fuck this is, I kind of like it. So,
and
yeah.
What about you, Batch? I mean, you told us about how your video VHS tape was stolen of this movie, but when did you first...
DVD.
It wasn't DVD, okay. DVD.
But it's got to be the early days of the internet, and I, like a lot of people, saw Peter Jackson's Dead Alive, and that was kind of my first exposure to his work. As you kind of like read his backlog, you always hear about this film, Meet the Feebles, then... The clips, little clips, but this is before even YouTube, where you'd have to download them off a website. It was the infamous upcoming, like the heroin scene with the frog.
Oh god!
And I'm like, what the hell is this film? I need to see this film.
Yeah. And B, about you?
You know, now that I think about it, I actually did. I don't think I did see this in high school. I think I was about 11 or 12 when I saw this movie.
Oh god!
Now that I think,
did you think it was the Muppets, and then?
Well, I remember the VHS had, like, M-rated, and I thought, oh, it's a bit more of a M-rated Muppet movie. But sat down to watch it, and I was completely and utterly taken back just how both violent and sexual and full-on this movie is.
And I mean, I don't think I've seen it since. I mean, so, all you need to look at right now is her big, massive hippo boobs and... massive nipples. Poking nipples, yes. I'm disturbed, like, really bad right now.
Like, can we start a Kickstarter to get Peter Jackson to finally make a sequel to this film?
Yes. Well, I know Peter Jackson is working on a 4K restoration of this movie.
Oh, yes. Yes, please.
Along with Bad Taste and Dead Alive, aka Brain Dead. But ooh. I know they're coming, but he hasn't specified when they're coming yet. So that's why we haven't seen this movie. Hasn't kind of been re-released on DVD and all that, because he's been working on the restoration. But I think the reason is because Peter Jackson owns the rights to these movies. So that's why none of these movies have been remade, and now I'm just completely off guard because there's a giant seal fucking a cat right now.
I don't know what's going on, and I don't know if I want to be watching it right now. I'm disturbed. Oh, yeah,
the world needs this in 4K.
Yes.
Yes.
It's not the same watching, like, the Tubi version. I need a 4K version. I need to be able to see her nipples pristinely.
Exactly.
I need to see the seams on the suits.
Yes. I am disturbed already. I've just forgotten just how nuts this movie is. And it's so weird to look back at, like, the early movies of Peter Jackson, and then he, like, went on and made Lord of the Rings and shit. Like, yeah. How did that happen?
I will always respect this film. It's all practical. It's all puppets or just guys in suits, and everything's animatronic.
Yep.
And
yeah, it's insane. Like, yes, Speed.
But not to interrupt, but I was just looking up trivia, and
yes.
This movie actually has a connection to a kids' TV show we used to watch in the 90s, The Ferrells.
What? Why?
The Ferrells was actually the inspiration. This movie was actually the inspiration for the TV show The Ferrells. And according to the creator, the same guy who composed the music for this film also provided the score for the TV series.
How could you watch this movie and think, I'm going to make a kid's show with these kind of puppets?
Now, Beth, I know you're completely confused. There was a kid's show in the 90s in Australia called The Ferrells, and it was basically like these humans interacting with these rude, crude puppets, and it was actually aimed for kids.
Yeah.
And
was it good?
I remember it being very good, but being very, very naughty.
Yeah, I did like it as a kid. Yeah.
But I will say this, if everyone wants to know what the show is like, just look up The Ferrells TV show on YouTube. There's definitely a bountiful of clips up there.
Yeah, and you can
see Jeff Goldblum.
You can see what the puppets looked like, because now that you mention it, they kind of look like these puppets, and I'm freaking out.
Well, there was a rat puppet back there before that looked very similar to the character of Rattus the Rat.
Yeah, I know. I need to, like, look it up now. Now I'm also distracted. That is Jeff Goldblum fly. The Ferrells. And I remember the theme song was like, "We're the Ferrells," or something like that. Oh, my That's God. The puppets look so similar, I can't unsee it. And it was a kid's show.
I love this fly's just a scumbag paparazzi.
Yes.
I mean, they really are, though, so. Hey, look, it's a worm. Or something. I don't know. What?
What's the thing, though? Can you imagine? Like, I saw this at 11 or 12. Can you imagine, like, parents up thinking, like, oh, this looks like a nice little puppet TV show for kids, and then realizing, what have we done?
And that's why little Johnny grew up to be so messed up. Or something.
Indeed.
Imagine, like, how much work would have gone into making all the puppets and puppeteering them all and being in the suits and, like, this is an insane undertaking of a production.
And this is only Peter Jackson's second movie, too.
Yeah.
Because he did Bad Taste, which is also on Tubi, and we need to do that movie at some point. Mm. But this film was his second, and it's probably, like, can you imagine just, like, I'm going to make a movie about puppets as my softball feature.
And it's going to basically be a softcore pornography.
Essentially.
Yeah.
What do you think of, like, Jim Henson Studios thought when they saw this for the first time?
Oh, God.
Because they would have had a party at somebody's house, and everyone would have come over.
Yeah.
And they all would have been half in the bag and just watching this movie.
I imagine... you go, Bede.
No, you go first, boss. All right.
Thank you. I just imagine they would have seen this and be like, all right, the puppet work is pretty good, but I don't know what the fuck the rest of it is.
Wish we could do this.
I just want to know what Jim Henson thought, because at this point, he was still alive when this movie came out.
I wonder if he saw it.
He's happy.
I don't know.
I mean, surely.
Well, I mean, it's no secret, just even based on these first few minutes, like, this movie is a complete piss take on the Muppets.
Yeah. Oh, big time. Yeah. I mean, there's Rastafari and I don't know what animal it's meant to be.
I think it's a donkey, I think.
I have no idea. I have no idea.
Is that not Clifford from The Muppet Show? He's the one guy that got hired out of the entire troupe. He made it to the show.
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
That is true. That is true. I think they were all in the bag when they thought of this movie.
See, Marcy, tell me that rat does not look like Rattus from Pharaoh.
No, it does. I'm scared. I don't like it. I'm scared. I'm terrified. I don't like it. I don't like it. Oh, I'm scared.
Did that rat just say a racial, kind of a racial slur to that porcupine? Yeah, because he just called them a prickerback.
Oh, what? Oh. Jesus.
A prickerback.
He could have just called him a prick. Oh my lord, he's touching his genitals. Oh god, why did you pick this movie? And if you play the game...
This isn't on Disney Plus? What?
It should be.
It should be. If you play the Tubi Tuesday... the Tubi Tuesdays podcast drinking game, anytime I wonder why we're watching a movie, you need to drink, damn it.
Drink.
You need to drink. Oh, I don't want to look at that rat thing anymore.
I think he's the villain of the whole movie, so.
He's the Vince McMahon, obviously. I could make a joke about, you know, a ring rat person, but I would just shut up.
But he's the rat.
But he is the rat. And there was like a frog trying to, I don't know what he was doing. I thought he was going to blow him and I was a bit disturbed.
In the universe of this movie, Marcy, I would be surprised if that did actually happen.
Look,
that looks like a dick. That was not an elephant. That was like a dick for a face.
Yeah, well, it's a walrus, isn't it? Oh no, that's a walrus.
No, not that guy. Yeah, there was another like an elephant-looking creature back there.
Oh, I wasn't paying attention. I'm distracted by this fish thing. What? What? Okay, I'm confused. But anyway, oh, for God's sake. Anyway.
I just like that there's a lot of, like, this was a key, I mean, a New Zealand production, but, like, all the, it's just funny to see all the New Zealand accents coming out of all these puppets.
Oh, of course. Or whatever the hell that accent is. I don't know.
He sounds like the sea captain from The Simpsons.
Arr, I don't know what he's doing. Is he eating the fish, or is he...
Yes. He's literally just committed murder.
He just ate the fish that he was talking to. Why? Bede, is this the character you relate to the most?
Yes.
This thing, whatever it's meant to be. What is it meant to be? Indeed. A porcupine?
It's a hedgehog.
It's a hedgehog.
Sorry.
Well, it doesn't look like Sonic.
But this would be before Sonic, wouldn't it?
Around the same time.
Yeah, pretty much.
That snail looks like Burgess Meredith from the Rocky movies.
Jesus! Maybe that's what he's meant to look like. I don't know. Oh, he's in love with the poodle. Is it a poodle?
The poodle, yes.
A poodle. That feels like you when you're trying to ask a girl out, B. Good old Tish. Sorry.
This movie accurately predicted my love life.
That's what happens when you watch it at 12.
Yes.
Okay, that puppet looks cool.
Look at the balls on that puppet.
I don't want to look at these puppets.
Okay, there's different types of accents coming out of all these puppets, so it's not all New Zealand accent.
Yeah. Bletch? Is it? Do you say it Bletch? It was Bletch, right?
Bletch,
yeah. Right,
yeah.
Yeah. Mate, the Feebles. The Feebles Variety Hour. Watch the weird sex puppets. Oh, I want a pink car.
The number one show of that universe is Meet the Feebles.
It
sex
is.
Puppets on TV.
I think we have an ad. Our
Corona! Run for your lives, it's a Corona ad.
Our little streaming thing didn't even play the ad because I'm playing it as a pop-out. It just pauses. And we can hear the ad. And it's still going. And yes.
I guess we'll just have to wait till it's here. It stops rather than seeing it. Oh, well, when the movie actually
starts. The movie will keep going. We're still good in that.
I'm sorry, I have to leave the recording. I just got exposed to corona, and now I have to go get tested.
Oh, no. Thanks, Tubi.
Tubi gave me corona.
Oh, we're back. We're back. She's running, and there's a cat thing.
Now, that was the cat that was having sex with the walrus earlier in the movie.
Think so? I don't know.
I think it's a hooker. I think it's a prostitute cat.
I don't know. I was trying not to pay attention to that scene. Oh, jeez, she just slapped her. Damn, girl.
This is what the Halle Berry Catwoman movie should have been.
Well, it should have been. It would have been better with puppets. So I feel like the hippo is meant to be like a take on Miss Piggy.
Oh, yeah.
Is she trying to smother her with her boobs or what the hell?
Most likely.
I ain't never seen Miss Piggy do that before.
Yeah. And there was an octopus in the trash. I don't want no hentai in this.
That's probably what that octopus's speciality with it as a prostitute.
Is that the octopus that won the Oscar?
Yes. And now that the guy who was in that documentary, My Octopus Teacher, is like, I'm going to fuck that octopus.
I don't know if I want to watch that movie now. There's the dark web for that shit. I don't need it. So, Bede, are you going to dress up like the little hedgehog and sing?
Yes. This is how I'm going to, get girls to go out with me.
Yeah.
What is your next Patreon goal to get to dress up in the mariachi outfit?
Yeah.
Oh.
We'll make that the 20th.
I reckon just next person to subscribe will get Bede to dress like this dude. Like this puppet.
Well, something I completely not only is this a puppet movie, it's also a musical.
Yes.
No, Bede would have to dress like a giant hedgehog with a mariachi outfit on top of the hedgehog outfit.
Yes, exactly. It has to be accurate. And you have to do it. Not do it like do it, but you have to perform in front of a fluffy poodle. Or a chick dressed as a poodle.
Yes.
Oh no, the bookworm thing, or whatever it is. Burgess Meredith worm. He's crying.
Burgess Meredith worm.
If that picture doesn't get a like from Peter Jackson on Twitter, I don't know what would.
I don't know if Peter Jackson approves of us watching this movie. I don't know. What does that elephant look like? It looks like an elephant thing.
That big, that little flopball thing just took a piss.
Yes, it did. But that elephant looks like an elephant character from something, and I don't know. And I don't know what those fluffy things are.
Are they supposed to be his kids?
I don't know.
Were they tribbles?
The tribbles, yes. Oh, they got squashed.
And that whatever it was died.
And they went back to their home planet. What? Ew.
And now the rat's eating those dead tribbles.
It really is Vince McMahon. No, I'm kidding. Or am I? Oh, they're playing golf.
Why do I get the feeling that the walrus is based on Harvey Weinstein?
Oh! Because it was.
It's not
Harvey Weinmore. It's Harvey Weinmore.
It's Rocksteady. What's Rocksteady doing in this movie?
I was trying to think of his freaking name and I couldn't remember. Yeah, I need.
It does look Rocksteady.
I need Meet the Feebles too. And I need people to play golf like that.
Yes.
If you're not playing golf like that, what's wrong with you? That's the only way to get a hole in one. Like, for real.
I think that think that that pig swing definitely inspired Adam Sandler to make Happy Gilmore.
Yes.
In fact, that's how Donald Trump golfs too.
Yes. Is this Mar-a-Lago or whatever it's called?
Mar-a-Lago?
Wouldn't surprise me.
Are we sure Donald Trump isn't actually one of these puppets?
Yes.
I'm pretty sure he is.
He's obviously the walrus.
This blue elephant is creeping me out and I don't want to look at him.
You know what this elephant actually kind of looks like to me? He looks like one of those hallucinogen elephants from Dumbo.
Yes, that's what I was trying to think of. That's what it looks like. And I haven't even had, like, you know, hallucinogenic drugs. I'm scared. I don't like looking at him. He creeps me out. Wait, there's a baby. I really don't remember this movie.
I love that his wife's a chicken.
Well, why wouldn't she be?
So basically, the elephant's a chicken fucker. Well, or a chicken lover, as South Park would say.
Yeah, it's the chicken lover.
Oh, jeez.
Oh my gosh, I am terrified.
The baby has, like, the body of a chicken, but the hands of an elephant.
And the head of an elephant. It's a weird hybrid.
This is messed up.
Yeah, he thinks it looks nothing like him.
Yeah, he's definitely not the dad, obviously.
Oh, jeez.
And this is how every woman eats her food. Most of it ends up down her top.
Day 45 of lockdown.
More like day one of lockdown. Because, you know, none of us wanted to be in lockdown. Awkward silences on the podcast.
I'm just, like, looking up more trivia on this movie.
I'm just hypnotized by the musical performance of those worms.
I'm still... I can't look away from her boobies, and it's weird. They're just gigantic, and I can't look away. I mean, I think that's the point.
Is this scene meant to be a takeoff of Casablanca?
Yes. I don't know. I'm just assuming.
I can imagine someone watching, like, some major producer in Hollywood watching this movie and be, "What? I want this guy who made this R-rated puppet movie to direct the Lord of the Rings trilogy."
Yes. I mean, if anything, they probably saw, like, Heavenly Creatures. Because I can't imagine you're going to see this and be like, "Right, we need you to do Lord of the Rings." Unless they wanted to do Lord of the Rings with Puppet, who had sex and did drugs.
Well, there was the Frighteners was in between that. So.
That is true. I think if Peter Jackson, how he would have got the Lord of the Rings gig, would have been like a mixture of Heavenly Creatures and the Frighteners.
And I still say Heavenly Creatures is his best movie.
Interesting.
And yes, this does appear to be like from Casablanca or something.
According to IMDb, the film was originally conceived as part of a television series, but only belatedly became a feature after Japanese investors proposed expanding it. As such, the script was hastily rewritten.
Oh. So this would have been adult Muppets, essentially.
Pretty much, yeah.
Hmm.
Because apparently, like, the scope it's in right now, the 4x3, which is actually how it was shot.
Yeah, so,
it wasn't,
so
like,
for TV.
Yeah.
Apparently Peter Jackson is in the audience at some point.
Oh, yeah, and wearing one of the alien costumes for Bad Taste.
So this is like a really low budget film. So did they make all the, like, puppets themselves, or?
They'd have to, wouldn't they?
Because they would have had to, like, you can't really, if you have, like, no real budget, like, obviously, you would have had to have done it yourself. I mean,
oh, obviously, like,
at least I assume anyway.
Well, that's the thing though, like, you know, Peter Jackson's like not only, you know, also created like what was his special effects company? What is it called again? I know what it is, but I can't think of it.
You mean Weta?
Weta, like Weta would it? This would I know Weta did the special effects for Braindead.
Mm.
So this would have been like a very. So I don't know if they were around then, but I wouldn't be surprised the same people who worked on the special effects would have been, you know, creating Weta. Not unless they were already, like, around at this point making the special effects for this film. Can you imagine being like some rando person walking past this, like, in the background, walking past the scene and be like, there's some people in fucking puppet costumes over there.
So, how's this for some trivia? The budget was $750,000, and the box office was $80,000 in New Zealand.
Yikes.
Yeah.
So basically, it kind of didn't make its money back in New Zealand.
Mm. It did not. Yeah, very, very interesting. And the film was banned in Ireland.
I wonder why. And also that fish survived because it got spewed up.
Oh. Ew. I wasn't looking. I thought maybe he shat it out. Oh, no, it died.
No.
Well, now it's dead.
Now it's dead. What is going on? Oh, wait, I don't want to know. We're watching this movie. Oh, Jesus, no!
It's a freeway.
Forever unclean.
Ew, he's there. What the hell? No! I don't want to watch it! No!
It's a bit droll, but it looks like jizz.
I don't like it!
See, that's the creature I was telling you about. That face looks like a penis.
Well, apparently it is. No, 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 no! I don't want to see more! No! No!
Just be glad it's not Team America with, like, that sexy.
Oh, no!
I'd be surprised if Trey Parker and Matt Stone was like, oh, yeah, this movie has puppet sex, but we're going to make it even more.
Yeah, they're going to be, they were like, we're going to use humans. I don't want to watch it!
Everybody's getting lucky.
What in what?
Looks like another BDSM sequence.
And I don't think the hedgehog understands what BDSM is. Or a porno. It's really like spinning me out that you've got the little ones that are clearly puppets, but then the taller ones are people in suits.
Yeah.
Like, it's just, spinning me out. I mean, all of this is spinning me out right now, and I don't know why I agreed to watch this movie.
And it's going to be on 4K, has a 4K restoration very soon.
And I will watch it and own it, no doubt.
Yes.
I
am disturbed by the others.
Mm-hmm. But did they just kill something? Yeah, they did, and they fed it to the Sarlacc, or whatever that is.
I just like how they free Nilly just, like, just kill anyone and there's no consequences for anyone.
Oh my god.
No business is hard, man.
Mm. Well, you know, if your porn actor dies on set, you just feed it to the Sarlacc and get another one.
That's what happens in real life. Oh, it's like sniffing under.
Ew, no! I don't like this penis head thing.
And it looks like balls, too. It's chasing like balls.
I don't like it, and I'm scared. He's an underpants sniffing, peeping Tom.
Well, I guess it's going to be... We need a new actor for this porno movie.
I don't want him to anywhere near it.
And it's obvious this frog is, of course, is a send-up Kermit being drugged out and, like, looking like this.
I would say so. I don't want to watch it anymore. I'm too scared. I really don't remember this movie very well. But being in high school and how gross this was, it's like, oh my god, this is so funny. Oh, Jesus, frog. Oh, that's not what you're meant to do. Wait, it's not a frog.
And that. And now it's dead.
It's next. Not a frog, it's a crocodile or something. At least I think. I don't freaking know.
It might be a gecko or a lizard, because it's got kind of like those kind of like a gecko or a frog kind of like hands and legs.
You're paying way too much attention to this.
I'm fascinated because I haven't seen this movie in like 25 years.
Yeah, I probably haven't seen it.
Beat and I are preparing ourselves for the Feeble Cinematic Universe.
Yes.
Yes.
I want it now. Even though I'll just sit here being completely disturbed by it. And I am just... that bulldog thing's got a great singing voice.
He's got some range right. on him.
He must be classically trained.
Yes.
Are they auditioning or practicing? I have no idea what's going on.
I think they're auditioning acts for the show.
Mm.
I like how the bulldog sounds like Jason Statham.
Jason Statham.
Are we sure
Statham?
That wasn't Jason Statham?
This was his first ever movie.
He needs to be in the sequel.
Yes.
He needs to be the mainstay of the Meet the Feebles universe.
Meet the Feebles 2, The Secret of the Ooze.
No, Electric Boogaloo.
Just have, like, famous celebrities for all the voices of the puppets, and that's all you gotta do.
Yeah. I mean, that rat you know thing what? Could be, not rat, I don't know what that is. Fuck, you go.
You know what? Okay, I was gonna say, like, they should do a sequel to this, but all the celebrity voices have to be the entire cast from the Lord of the Rings trilogy.
Yes. Now you have to fantasy cast them all.
Yeah, well, pretty much the little hedgehog guy has to be Elijah Wood.
I'm going to tell him you think he looks like a hedgehog.
And I think the walrus needs to be played by John Rhys-Davies.
Poor John Rhys-Davies.
And this little fox thing could be played by Dominic Monaghan. See, I can do this all day.
Well, keep going, keep going.
Well, who could play... Well, this little worm thing. I'm going to say Ian McKellen. No, actually, no, what? Hugo Weaving. There we go.
No, that's Sean Astin, if anybody.
Yes, good point.
Hmm. For sure.
And the rat? Obviously...
Add!
Oh, great, I've got Corona twice.
No! That's Corona!
Well, I was going to say, the rat should be Brad Dourif.
Oh, we're back, we're back.
Back to the movie, we're back.
It just wanted, this time. It just wanted to remind us that Corona exists. Yeah.
What's that? You still have Corona?
I still have Corona.
Because we're back at the movie right now.
I'm back.
Okay.
Are we in sync still?
I don't know. Are we a few seconds before batch or what?
I'm
2:22.
I can't tell you.
What is the
time? 2:27.
We have the cow udder thing. And the rat is on screen now.
I love how they're all pierced.
I noticed that all her udders are pierced and I can't look away. Now the rabbit's in the mirror. That's where we're up to. Yeah.
Roger Rabbit went to very dark places after his movie.
Well, Jessica Rabbit divorced him. Ew.
Ew.
Oh, I don't want
to. It's eating shit.
No. It's a literal shit eating paparazzi fly. Ew, I don't want to watch that. Woo!
You guys are a couple seconds ahead of me.
Oh, you have to quickly catch up.
Okay, pause the movie for a sec, Marcy. Maybe 3 seconds?
All right, it's going to come very awkward with our podcast. One, okay. Two.
All right.
30 to 25.
I can't tell you because it's a pop-up window.
We'll see how we go with the next scene. Yeah. There's a fly that's buzzing around the rabbit's head, writing a musical note.
Yeah, okay, we're good. All right. Apologies to everyone listening, but we don't fucking edit this shit.
Yes.
It's not Tubi Tuesdays if we edit the podcast.
Exactly.
Besides, the movie then goes completely out of sync for everyone. So, I don't want to...
Tubi is suffering, as is this podcast.
Yes. If it's not a train wreck, it's not a Tubi Tuesdays podcast.
Wobbit. That's the hedgehog's name.
Yes, I heard him. And he's a waskily little thing. I don't know. I can't do a Bugs Bunny accent. So, he wants to do drugs.
Give him the drugs. What drugs?
Drugs. Some are good, some are bad.
His candle lamp thing is a Jack Daniels bottle. That's amazing, like, thought goes into that. And he also wants his drugs. But the little hedgehog doesn't take drugs.
Was that really your first time trying Lucky Charms, Mercy?
It was. I'd never had tried Lucky Charms. And I like them. I want to eat them all the time. I'm like addicted to Lucky Charms.
Stanley Kubrick's Full Metal Jacket with puppets.
See, why didn't that happen? Why wasn't that a thing? Like, for real.
That would have been amazing.
I think I read that this was an extra shoot or something. I can't remember.
Yeah. And you know what? I was looking up trivia before, Marcy. You know what they titled this entire sequence when they were shooting it? Frogs of War.
The Frogs of War. See, why isn't that a movie?
Yes. This should be the prequel.
So is it trying to explain that he's a drug addict because he was at war? And he has, like, really bad PTSD?
Yes.
Mm-hmm. Hmm. And no one helps him? Okay.
No.
I mean, with his drug addiction, he obviously just got saved.
That's life.
Mm.
Life ain't perfect.
These feebles are terrible. They're terrible, terrible feebles. I don't know if this voice is bad or not.
I wouldn't be surprised if this section of the movie, which is meant to be a jungle, is like shot out the back of Peter Jackson's house.
Yeah, it's probably just in his backyard.
You know it was.
Yeah. It's just his backyard. With the little puppets.
Yes.
I want to know how they made all this for, like, the budget that they had. Like, did it cost to make the puppets? And how did they make the puppets? Because if I wanted to make a puppet, I wouldn't have any freaking idea how to do it. Oh, jeez. This isn't racist much. Racist puppets.
Indeed.
This movie was woke.
This is like a weird prequel to Rambo.
It is a little bit. Why didn't we get Rambo with puppets? I don't know.
Can you imagine one of the puppets having Sylvester's voice coming out of it?
Yeah, it would have been amazing. I feel very uncomfortable with these racist puppets right now.
They might have to put a disclaimer in front of this movie when they re-release it.
Yeah, disclaimer. We're shitheads. We didn't mean to make them look like that.
4K version never comes out because it's cancelled.
It's just cancelled.
They just cut out this entire sequence.
They might have to.
Between the puppet sex, the puppet porn, the puppet vomiting, the puppets eating shit, this was the scene where it was going too far.
Yes. Yes, it was.
No, he just has to put it like in a little disclaimer in the on small print while the scene's going on. Yeah, we know. Dot dot dot.
Sorry. Yeah, we know. Sorry. Someone give Peter Jackson some money to reshoot this scene and make them not racist.
Yes.
No racist caricatures, thank you.
Release the Jackson cut of Meet the Feebles.
Yes.
Yes.
Release the non-racist cut. Like, keep in the shit-eating, the jizz, the sex, the drugs. No racism, thanks.
See, this whole section should be done, reshot with CGI, and have Andy Serkis play all the characters.
I think I'm just realizing this is a take of The Deer Hunter.
Obviously, yeah.
Because I think when I first saw this, I don't think I'd seen The Deer Hunter at that point, so...
I don't think I did either. I didn't see The Deer Hunter, like, till years, years later.
Yeah, oh, so geez. This is like, this is a... The inspiration for that is The Deer Hunter. And I can realize that now because I've seen it. And I don't know what I'm talking about, so shut up. I am weirded out by this long extended flashback sequence of this movie.
Yeah, this flashback sequence is going way, way long to be.
Yeah, just a little bit. And somehow...
And that one bullet killed all those...
Puppets.
Puppets.
They're just puppets. We're just calling them puppets.
Yeah, exactly.
Mm. I think they just wanted to make a puppet war movie, to be honest with you.
That'd be awesome.
Hey. Because do we really need, like, the backstory as to why he's addicted to smack?
Or whatever. Do we really not need it?
I don't know.
The thing is that we realize that his guilt is because he left his, like, one of his mates behind in that hole.
Yeah, but to be fair, wouldn't you?
No, that is true. To be fair.
To be fair, and I wouldn't feel guilty about it. Did I say that out loud?
Yes.
Oh, fucking hell, this movie.
I like how he has, like, a Jack Daniels bottle next to him with a candle sticking out of it.
I did mention that before.
You did. Oh, sorry. I'm a bit slow, leave me alone.
Who's the one who's addicted to crack or smack or whatever the drugs are? I don't know.
What drugs?
What is it that the kids are doing these days? I don't know. This! No! No! I'm not looking. I don't want to. I don't like it.
I don't like this golden shower scene.
I don't know what it's meant to be. I don't want to see it.
So basically, the walrus, like, producing an actual with the Feebles also does porn on the side.
Well, maybe it's more profitable. I don't know.
Ew!
No! I don't want to see it! No!
What they call cinema.
They bode people.
And this movie is by an Oscar winner.
Yes.
This guy went on to direct King Kong.
Exactly.
Oh, don't say the udders! No! Uh-oh, they're gonna corrupt the poodle. This is not okay, movie.
I know it's meant to be a poodle, but it doesn't look anything like a
poodle. I'm assuming it's a poodle, I don't know. I don't know what most of this shit is, I don't know what's going on. And I can't unsee Burgess Meredith. Oh.
And we're not even halfway through.
Oh my god. I thought surely we're at the halfway point. Oh no, more racist stereotypes.
But that looks like a human, though. That's not like an animal.
Can it be racist if it's a puppet?
Yes, it can.
Yeah.
It might be the only human character. I think there's one.
Yeah. Ouch!
Which would be him.
Yes.
And I don't want to see that again. Ew.
Oh, yeah, that's right. I remember this rabbit, after having his little, like, freeway, like, gets an STD.
Oh, yeah.
Hence why his tongue's all, like, blistery and stuff.
Well, you know, they needed a PSA on the dangers of unprotected sex.
Yes. Even for rabbit puppets.
Yes.
Turns out this whole movie's just one PSA.
Yes. Kids, oh. Don't do drugs.
And don't have sex. And don't do anything. Don't even play golf. Exactly.
Don't even watch the movie. Don't. Just don't.
Yeah.
Don't even ever go near a puppet.
Wait, what's the big one? I know. What's the big one?
Why does the duck sound like Paul Lynn?
They should have cast Howard the Duck in this scene.
I'm so scared. I don't like it.
He's got the worst case of STDs.
He just has an STD. I don't want to see the rabbit dying. Or whatever he's got.
Essentially, he has AIDS.
Yes.
But essentially, yeah.
He got AIDS so quickly that he's now dying.
And he only has 12 hours to live.
I know.
He's got that puppet. Gotta be careful that puppet AIDS.
Yeah. They need to, you know.
Him and Eazy-E.
There needs to be so much more awareness about the puppet STDs. I don't like this character. I don't want to see him. It's very weird and uncomfortable. And the worm is a snake? What?
I think he's just pretending to be a snake.
I don't know what's going on. Leave me alone.
It would be a 2B Tuesdays, Marcy, if you had no idea. Yes.
What is he doing? I don't like it. It's making me uncomfortable.
Well, that's the thing, though. I can understand why this movie... Because at the end of the day, when you think about it, who is this movie for?
I don't know!
Seriously, had his head stuck up his ass.
Yeah, I think we know many people who's got their head stuck up their ass.
I mean, we all like this movie, because this kind of shit appeals to us, but when you think about it, like, who... Movie four, it's definitely not for kids. And then adults will watch us like, I'm not watching a fucking puppet movie.
Mm.
Who's gonna watch this?
It was for you at 12 years old.
Yeah, exactly. It was. And you saw this puppet get its head stuck up its ass.
Yes. Whee!
I just don't know what's going on, man. I don't like that Bletch. He's a bit of an asshole. He's a disgusting asshole. I don't like him.
He can be played by Bill Nighy.
Yes.
Jesus. I don't know what. Oh, I don't know. Are we all alright? We keep going really quiet.
Oh no, I'm just watching and like learning about this movie.
I'm just engorged by this movie.
And that puppet is disturbing me. Because why wouldn't he?
Hello, my baby. Hello, my darling. That's a thing. I just want to know what Peter Jackson was thinking when he...
What yeah. Yeah,
exactly. What he was on and what was he thinking when he... With the Meet the Feebles. He was probably hanging out with his wife, Fran. And his friends would be like, hey guys, I got a really cool idea for my next movie. It's got puppets and sex and violence and drugs.
And the cow is going to have pierced udders for some reason.
I just like like how this movie just goes all out with just being as grotesque as it possibly can.
Oh yeah, it really is disgusting. It doesn't hold back whatsoever. No way.
It's an owl owning a bakery.
Hmm.
And somehow Coke was able to get some product placement in this movie.
And they have regretted it ever since.
I'm just going to eat all these cakes.
Well, to be fair, all the cakes. They do look delicious.
I want all of the cakes.
I want all of them.
Not just a bit of the cakes. I want give me all of the cakes.
I just want some of these. I just want all the chocolate ones in the back. Love chocolate cake.
And then she found out she got diabetes.
She just ate everything and they were still, the chocolate cakes were still there, and now
none
touch
know.
Any of them. Continuity.
More
here.
Coke. Uh-oh. I don't want to watch this.
No. Oh, it's the fly again.
Ew. Ew.
Got an ad.
Oh, ad. Pause. that pause does not look good.
What ad do you have, Batch? Tell us.
Pampers. Now I'm back in.
Okay.
49:31.
I couldn't tell you because I can't see. The fly, it just flew away. And it's talking to him and talking. It's close up of the fly. Now it's flying at his face. I think.
Just like symbolizing how much of a bother paparazzis are because they're always in your face.
Mm-hmm.
And I like how he carries around a little yellow notebook.
And how annoying flies are because they can fuck off.
Exactly.
They really need to fuck off. Now he's taking photos of him. Oh dear. I don't like it. Uh-oh, he said life insurance policy.
This movie is dark.
Mm. It's dark. I think that was what took me aback a lot. Like, I mean, with all the fucking stuff that happens in this movie, at times this movie could, at least from what I remember seeing it, was like, I was just really taken aback just how dark it can actually get. Particularly once we get into the third act of the movie.
Yeah.
Well, that rabbit is basically going through Requiem for a Dream. Like, Jesus.
Requiem for a Puppet.
Yeah. For real. Ugh, I thought I could, like, wait for the whole movie, but I need to go get a drink. But you guys, keep going, because we don't fucking stop on this podcast.
Exactly. No. We never stop for no one.
No.
No.
Need my drink.
It doesn't look like a poodle. Oh, jeez. All the memories of this movie are just coming back.
Romance!
And it's probably the most tame thing in the whole movie. Nice little romance, but now this rat is going to basically corrupt this poodle thing. I'm not interacting with a rat. Oh, jeez.
Because they wanted to do porn, right?
Yeah, they wanted to be part of the porn shoot. I don't know what I was thinking when I rented this movie. Yeah, sure. It's old.
Why did they let you rent it?
No. Well, to be fair, if this movie was rated M15 in Australia, which is basically like the equivalent of a PG-13, if we're going by US ratings.
Yeah.
Ew.
Or a very light R rating.
I'm back. This is gross.
Yeah, this movie's now going into very dark places.
It's going into rape territory. This is movie, you're not okay.
I need an adult.
Yeah. I need an adult right now. Oh,
say it ain't so.
I'm going to show this movie to my 2-year-old then.
Good luck with that.
And I'll win worst uncle of the year.
You mean best uncle ever?
Well, depending on which circles everyone's from.
Yeah.
Yeah. Another musical number.
Meanwhile, back on the stage.
Is this movie set in one day? This is what it feels like.
What happens the next day? It's what it is.
Exactly. I just remember, I think, but like the VHS cover here in Australia, and it probably is the same. It basically had the hippo character, just with a machine gun on the front cover.
Yeah, that's the cover that's on Tubi.
Yeah, I think there was a different cover that I saw, but I can't remember. I'm going to have to look it up, because it had, I don't know, I remember a weird different cover.
Well, it has the same, well, all right, so it was used for all the posters, that is.
I think, I don't know which one I saw now. I really can't remember. Oh well. Uh-oh. Has this show even gone to air yet?
It hasn't. They should release this entire... They should re-release this whole soundtrack on...
It should be the biggest seller on vinyl.
Exactly.
You could just tell that Jim Henson Studios was like, yeah, oh yeah, we could have Feebles if they just let us. Just one guy on staff. Like, no, we're not making that movie.
Well, I know Brian Henson, Jim Henson's son, like, he actually did direct the Happy Time Murders. So, I think he sort of did that separately from the Henson Company, so.
And why did he want to make that movie?
Because he thought he was going to, I think, maybe he wanted to make the next Meet the Feebles.
And that didn't quite work out, did it?
Nope.
we'll probably get to that eventually.
Yes. If it's on Tubi, we will watch it for this show.
We have so many options on Tubi, and we decide to watch the Gross Puppets.
Yes, because that's how we roll.
It is. It really is.
It's on brand for us at this point.
It is. It's perfectly on brand.
I would be surprised if, like, Steven Seagal just showed up in the movie.
Is there a puppet that's just lying there? Because that might be him.
It's just regular Steven Seagal, and he'll just go, you ate all the cakes? Well, I ate all those cakes yesterday, along with some barbecue and about 20 pizzas.
Someone needs to pitch this to Steven Seagal, okay? It's going to be you and a puppet. It's going to be an R-rated movie. You don't have to do much. You can just... Okay, let's... Steven, you're going to be the new Statler and Waldorf. You just have to sit in the booth.
So she was with the walrus dude, and now he's just with that little cat puppet.
Yes.
Again.
And the cat puppet, of course, was giving the walrus a blowjob. Under the desk.
Mm-hmm. And she's just had a meltdown.
Yep.
He is at what we like to say, fuck this shit o'clock.
Yes.
Yep. And I'm guessing he's trying to poison the fly.
Mm-hmm.
Because again, I don't remember this movie.
I do like the fact that the fly uses, like, toilet water in that section of the toilet just to make it...
That's his desk.
...photos. Yes.
Yeah. That's his office, is in the toilet.
We gotta show, because I'm Jason Statham.
Yes. Oh my god. Ugh. I need a couch for 2B Tuesdays to do the podcast on. What the fuck?
Oh. Well, that's the thing, though. Like, even though the version we're seeing on TV right now is like from a DVD source, I can imagine how amazing it would actually be once that 4K restoration actually comes.
Do we need to see all the piercings on the udders in 4K?
I don't know. I think it may look worse because there's something about the graininess to this because it is like a conversion from a DVD. It makes it feel like authentic.
Yeah,
I can see that, and it also adds that sort of extra grime to the movie. Yeah,
exactly.
It's so grimy. Is he dying from the cocaine in his penis nose?
Cocaine's a hell of a drug.
Did it just kill him? Or did it destroy his penis nose?
Some bad shit.
Wait, it wasn't cocaine?
That dog-looking thing thought he had cocaine, but it was clearly not.
I think it's stevia.
Yeah.
And that shit's no good.
That dog is a hard 30.
Totally a hard 30. Voice of an angel.
Okay, here's my question to the both of you. Who could Rob Van Dam voice in this movie if he was in it?
The drug addicted rabbit? I don't know. I mean, RVD's going through his midlife crisis, so maybe.
He's got a CBD gummy business. He's got like a porn star for a wife and a girlfriend. He's in the Hall of Fame.
Yeah, old mate is living his best.
He's having a good year.
Yeah, he's living his best life right now.
Oh, the walrus is packing heat.
And we don't mean the cat giving him a blowjob. That was a bad joke, I don't know.
I know the walrus wanted to have some pussy, but this is getting ridiculous. Maybe that's why they made that puppet into a cat.
Maybe.
Oh.
Maybe.
See, Peter Jackson is a smart motherfucker. Mm-hmm. Hence, that's why years later he would win an Oscar.
But it wasn't for this movie, and I feel sad.
In retrospect, they probably would have given it to after this movie. Could you imagine if Peter Jackson, like, he did make this movie early in his career, but he decided to make it right after Lord of the Rings?
That would have been the best.
Especially after last night's Oscars. Oh. Topical.
Ew.
I think he's been coming for the cat, but okay.
There's been way... Even though there hasn't literally been a... But it seems like every character has came at some point during this movie.
Pretty much.
This movie. Although it might get us cancelled, I don't know.
It can't be cancelled if nobody's listening.
I'll be very surprised if anyone listens to this at all.
Yes.
I'm scared.
And New Zealand had no idea what was coming to them from this movie. That's why nobody went and saw this movie.
Apparently not. It's definitely become a big-time cult classic.
Oh, yeah, definitely. But you'd be surprised. Like, I mean, everyone knows like Peter Jackson, Lord of the Rings films, King Kong, at least more younger film fans today. But I and most of them probably don't even know a film like this actually exists. Or even, like, Bad Taste or Brain Dead / Dead Alive.
Yeah, go send the trailer of this to... all the, like, film like fans or critics who are like under 25.
Exactly.
Cancel Peter Jackson. Don't do it.
It's only the young kids who want to cancel things.
Oh, look, it's crab people.
Crab people. Crab people.
Bebop, I was looking for Rocksteady there, man.
I knew that rat had crabs, but this is ridiculous.
But I'm dish. Oh, here comes Rocksteady. And they're just ripping off this crab's limbs off.
I mean, Jesus, they could, like, cut him up and cook it. The dog's barking. I apologize.
Freddy had to put his 2 cents in for this movie.
Freddy is not impressed by the cocaine and the crabs.
Freddy's not a fan of...
Yeah.
Now they got the real cocaine. Oh, and there's a giant spider.
I don't like it! No!
Is this the same one from Lord of the Rings, Return of the King?
I get the
Whoa!
Idea.
That bulldog has, like, got a massive package down.
I know.
I don't want to look at the spider! It's creeping me out! No!
No! Not the bulldog!
It's gonna eat him! Freddy,
should
this say
should the death of this bulldog character be put on what is it that side the when the dog dies, like that website that lets you know when a dog dies during a movie?
It's very important. I don't like this spider, it's creeping me out, and I don't like spiders.
To defeat the giant spider's curse, just simply say a Bible verse.
Nice reference, Beat.
Yes. And the spider's dead.
Now, where did the spider come from to begin with? Like,
I don't know.
Where did any of this come from? I don't know.
Whoa, what's this going?
Oh, look, it's a Sarlacc again. I think it's a sperm.
It looks like a whale.
I don't know.
Sperm whale.
It's a sperm whale, yes. It's a sperm whale. Oh.
Yeah, I'm convinced like Peter Jackson was under a lot of substances when he created this movie.
Would you not be even better if he was fucking stone cold sober? What is going on? Why are they willingly...
Is that Godzilla? Is he a kaiju?
I think so.
Yes.
Is he willingly being swallowed by the Sarlacc or whatever the fuck? Oh, no.
Yeah, because they're going out the other end.
Oh, okay, yeah, they came out its ass. Because why wouldn't that happen in this movie? I wish the cars were puppets.
Yes.
Oh, look, finally, a live show! Woohoo! Nothing could possibly go wrong when they go live.
Absolutely.
Way too clean for going through that creature.
How did this inspire Meet the Ferals? I'm still disturbed.
I know.
How did I never make that connection? Because the puppetry is very similar. The puppet looks are so similar.
Mm.
And I used to watch that show all the time as a kid.
That's why I say to all of our non-Australian listeners or watchers, if you're watching one of our Patreons watching the video version of this commentary, definitely look up clips of the Ferals and tell me it was not inspired by this movie.
Or just look up frickin' 80s and 90s Australian kids shows and wonder how the fuck we survived with the shit we grew up with.
Indeed. It must be an Australian and New Zealand thing.
Apparently. Like, all the stuff from our childhood was fucking terrifying.
Yeah,
right? Mm-hmm.
Yeah. That's it.
That's it. I remember the theme song and everything.
Oh, there's the alien from Bad Taste.
I just saw it was with the masks. All right, here we go. They're going live. Here's Meet the Feebles. Let's do it.
Here we go.
Finally.
Yeah, let's do the Zemo dance.
Actually, I also read apparently since they didn't have enough puppets, cardboard in the audience scenes.
Yes, it's just cardboard cutouts.
So this movie is relevant, like how we had sport events and stuff had to use cardboard cutouts for
audience. Because, you know, pandemics and shit.
Exactly.
Come on, B, do your jazz hands, let's meet the Feebles. Let's do more Zemo dancing.
Exactly.
Because that's a thing now.
There should be a fan edit of this movie where it's like basically the Baron Zemo just comes out of nowhere and starts dancing on stage.
Yes. Where's the Zemo edit? I want it now. Dude, his fucking cigar looks bigger than that fucking worm thing.
Indeed. But he's going to get really fucked up from that cigar.
if it only was a big doobie. Yeah, boy.
That would be amazing.
I wonder if they base the look on Burgess Meredith, because I can't unsee it now.
He's looking like Ed the Sock right there.
Yeah, oh, dear does. God. Look, he's Requiem for Dreaming right now.
Hey, it's Ed the Sock. It.
Yeah, Ed the Sock, yes.
Bloody hell.
Yeah, I convinced that Darren Aronofsky saw this movie as well.
I'm pretty sure he did. I think he saw this whole thing with the whatever that creature is and was like, I need to make a whole movie about this. Like, for real.
That needle should have just gone right through his arm.
At this point, yep. Yes. Wow, the critics and everyone loves the Feebles. And they're in syndication now.
Well, don't you need to be like at least 100 episodes or something before you can even go into syndication?
I never looked into it. I don't fucking know. Poor old mate. Could that be any grosser?
Ew!
Could this be any grosser movie? Like, seriously.
That's the thing, though. I can imagine, like, people going into this movie when it first came out and just being completely shocked by the vulgarity of this movie. But I think having it as puppets just adds that, makes it even more shocking.
It just grosses you out even more. For real.
You're not wrong.
Peter Jackson just loves the gross out.
Indeed.
And, you know, just in this movie, he used puppets.
Yep.
I mean, they're still sort of like a puppet-ish thing in Dead Alive, Brain Dead. But that's like that rat monkey thing, or whatever is
made. And also the baby. Zombie baby, too.
That zombie baby is amazing. Fucking hate that fly! Go away! You shit-eating cunt.
It's a fly.
Stupid fly, fuck off. How has no one squished him yet?
Well, I think he's about to get squished now.
Yeah, but he should have been squished like 1 minute into this movie.
Oh, he just pulled off its wing.
He's a left wing reporter.
Oh snap.
Oh.
And now he's... And down the toilet he goes.
Yeah. Wow.
Impartial jokes.
Oh, his little notebook was still there. And
now the
dude's got all the alcohol.
Actually, all the alcohol bottles you saw, those were all the empty set drank when they were making this movie.
I wouldn't be surprised if they drank all that alcohol on day one.
And they were like, let's make a movie while and stowed.
I'm pretty sure that's all they did. Are we going to see the naked hippo now? Oh, okay, she's still got underwear on.
I'm surprised that she wants to make love to the like while the show's going.
Oh, it's a see-through bra. Mm-hmm. Oh!
Whoa!
There's her tits. What's worse, this or dark tits?
I was about to ask the same question.
I'm gonna say this might be somewhat worse. I don't know.
They're huge.
I don't know. I feel so uncomfortable.
Say what you will, but at least they're natural.
Yeah.
That is true.
That is true. That's very true. I mean, the poor, like, hippo lady, why is she so in love with this cunt head? Like, seriously. You can do better, love. You can do better.
Exactly.
This guy...
And the name is Heidi the Hippo.
Heidi, that's right. I mean, this dude, fuck.
Yeah, the walrus is...
She's so upset, she couldn't even get her dress back on.
Aww.
We're all gonna laugh at you!
No, I was about to say! Aww.
Well, this is pretty much her Carrie moment in a second.
Yeah. But she's seeing everyone laughing at her. No one's actually there.
Hmm. Just like in Carrie. So...
So Peter Jackson just, like, borrowed from all sorts of shit and was like, let's make this the most fucked up puppet movie ever.
Oh, yeah, it's very much like, its influences, like, from other movies is very much on its sleeve.
Mm.
Like, even the rat's voice, that I realize sounds a lot like Peter Lorre's voice.
Mm. That poor bunny. Ugh. Could they make him look any more gross? Ew.
He's got the big word.
Then they just put him in the face.
Also, I obviously think also inspired to one of the puppets is spewing as well.
This movie just keeps getting grosser.
Mm-hmm. Indeed.
All I really remembered was that it was just fucking gross. But is there anything really else to remember from this movie?
There's a lot to... Well, I remembered key things from this movie, but now way too much now that due to this rewatch.
Uh-oh.
Puppetry is awesome. That's what I take away from this movie.
Yeah, definitely.
You
the
can
puppetry
get a...
is a...
It's all right.
I was going to say, the puppetry is fantastic.
The world needs more fucked up puppet movies.
Yes.
You can get away with a lot more. Yeah. You can get away with everything when they're puppets.
Without further ado.
What's the name of that slasher comedy movie, but the whole thing is filmed with puppets? Have you guys heard of that one?
I don't think I have, no.
It's like a Friday the 13th like slasher movie, but the entire cast is like puppets. It's really low budget.
I'm going to find out because that sounds fascinating.
I have no idea because I don't watch puppet movies very often. Or at all. I don't know.
You look it up too.
Aw, poor Heidi. She didn't deserve that.
I don't know. I can't find it because it's not giving me the right info. But if it's on Tubi, we'll watch it.
We'll try find things.
Yes. Ooh!
Oh, my lord.
That toilet is gross, too. That whole bathroom.
Yeah, it's gross. It's so gross. So gross. What's the elephant meant to be doing? Aww.
I'm not sure what his act is, but of course the chicken, his ex-wife, is bringing their baby out on stage.
That poor little baby thing. I like how it's like, oh, we still gotta go on with the show, despite the fact you've got someone drug overdosing and shit.
Ew. It's pissing, the elephant's pissing everywhere.
And they're not even moving. Maybe they, I guess they're into it, I don't know.
Oh, here we go.
Mm-hmm. The big finale. Well, sort of. Because this doesn't work either.
She's finding, so she's finding interesting ways to figure out how to kill herself.
Mm. And they just keep failing. And the cat just doesn't seem to do anything. Oh, well, don't let me stop you from, you know. Oh, Jesus. Oh. What a heartless cunt.
Oh. Here we go.
Yep.
Here we go.
This is the part of the movie, the section of the movie I remember most and was actually taken back by. It's like, now Heidi the Hippo is going to go on a full-fledged rampage and basically shoot up everyone.
Why would you let the person who has sharp objects go on stage after they were taking all the drugs?
He was their last hope, Marcy, for this show to succeed.
Oh no, now he's having Vietnam flashbacks.
Whee! Where'd that knife go?
Pretty sure it kills him.
And it went straight through his head. And the crowd is cheering.
After all the build-up for his character with a whole big flashback sequence, he just dies.
Yes.
Live on TV.
It wasn't good. More! Statler Waldorf in the crowd.
Yes.
We want more death in the show.
We're about to get it.
So what's the moral of the story?
Don't fuck with puppets.
And showbiz is hard.
Yeah. Showbiz sucks and don't fuck puppets. Oh. Uh-oh.
Is it just me, or does the duck doctor sound like Liberace?
Yes.
He sounds like Paul Lynn.
Yeah, that is true.
So what was wrong with the rabbit?
It's like one of those... What is it? Like, if you think you've got something, your body thinks it has it, and it actually... I don't know what it's called.
Psychosomatic disease.
Yeah. But doesn't matter because he's dead now.
Because she kills everyone.
Got Yep.
Mm-hmm.
Oh, Christ, he's not. Yes, he is, boss. Yes, he is, boss.
And more musical numbers. La 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 la. La la la.
I'm just going to say, like, if once that sort of 4K Blu-ray comes, the soundtrack better be included with this movie.
Yes. Yeah, I actually had almost forgotten this was a freaking musical. That looks like a penis. La 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 la.
I was going to say, those pillars look like penises.
Or as they say in England, a bell end.
Yes. A bell end.
I didn't know what that was. I had to ask someone.
Oh.
Cheers.
And she just goes around and kills everyone.
Yep.
Even the innocent ones who had nothing to do with anything.
Well, that's what happens when, you know, you reach that breaking point and she grabbed a gun.
Hmm.
Pretty much.
I'm not sure what that type of machine gun is, but it's like the one that I remember, like, Rambo First Blood Part 2 and Commando, because Arnold and Stallone kind of use it to take down, like, billion zillion bad guys.
Yeah, but I want to see a remake of Commando with puppets.
Hmm.
So if you liked any of the characters in this movie, well, bad luck, because they're all dead.
Yeah, pretty much.
Well, the worm survived. He's the only one who makes it through.
The crowd didn't really like that. I don't know.
That's the audience's reaction after Feebles. What the fuck was that?
That's horseshit.
Wow.
He called him that? Jesus.
Yeah. Oop.
That's not PC.
It's definitely not PC.
None of this is PC! But they're puppets.
This movie is deliberately going out of its way to be.
Yeah. Meet the Feebles.
Oh!
Oh.
Whee!
Well, they're all dead. Such a fucking dark movie.
Oh, yeah. Like, I've forgotten, like, this section of the movie is, like, really dark.
Oh, yeah.
They all die.
And that's the thing, though. Like, the tones in this movie, like, shift so much from being outrageous and gross to, like, full-on dark.
I wonder what this movie would be like if they were played by people and not puppets.
Here's a good point. But I suppose wouldn't by making...
Wouldn't be as effective.
Yeah, it wouldn't work.
I think by having these as puppets, it kind of makes it much more outrageous. And you can do a lot more by... You don't take it as seriously as much, being that it's... than it would be if it was, like, with actual people in it.
That poor baby.
Aww. But now the elephant's got to step in and be like, I got to save my... Gotta save my child.
Yeah.
But he got his kneecap shot out.
I love how the chicken loses its head and it just runs around, body runs around without its head. That poor little baby. Aww.
Peter Jackson has a weird obsession with weird babies in his movies.
Yes. Yes.
They should make a spin-off movie with the baby from this movie and the brain dead slash dead alive.
Yes.
She's got to be running out of boards by now.
I don't know.
This is a movie. You never run out of bullets.
No.
Oh, look, it's Bede.
Yes, the hedgehog is me.
Yes.
Bede to the rescue.
And I'm going to start talking like this, with putting all W's in all my words. Wascally Wabbit. Wascally Whippo.
After killing everyone in that cunt, still alive. Fucking hell.
You think he would be the first person she would go after?
Yeah, or the only person.
That is true.
Because it really is his fault for being a fucking cunt.
Exactly.
And he needs about 20,000 billion bullets.
Exactly.
Because he's such a fucking asshole.
Blah! Head first.
Well, I gotta say, this has been one of the more bizarre fucking Tubi Tuesdays we've done.
And this is the one that has the most acclaimed out of all movies.
It is.
Yep. But the question is, would you rather sit through Meet the Feebles again? Or... I can't remember some of the other movies we watched.
Well, we had The Peanut Butter Solution. We had... Another Wolf Cop. And then we had, like, And You Thought Your Parents Were Weird... And then we had Repo, then we had Dr. Alien, and then, of course, Sniper Special Ops. I think I, for some, for compared to some of the movies we've done, I think I would definitely meet the Feebles again.
Probably. Just
and now she's the hero.
Yeah.
And now she's the hero because she took out the...
Oh, fucking right. Oh. He's still not dead? He should be dead now, surely.
I'm not dead yet.
At least this is a more competent movie than Shrieker from last episode.
Exactly.
And that movie only went like 70 minutes. Oh. Well, like, you just killed, like, everyone.
Yeah, she, like, committed a complete massacre.
Just a bit.
Here come the cops. No, and now she's singing the song.
Yeah, she is, and it's very sad.
They're like the only four characters are left by the end of the movie.
Yeah, pretty much. Because they're all dead. Oh, she shot them all.
Well, I guess now that everyone's dead, I guess the show's cancelled.
Ba-doom, Tish!
We gotta go again tomorrow night, we're sold out!
This makes the Red Wedding from Game of Thrones look tame by comparison.
I mean, this is more shocking.
Yes.
Because you get way more attached to these characters.
Hmm. Well, and we know what happened to all these characters who did survive.
Oh, well, there you go. He retired to the country like a good worm.
Yes.
With his weird elephant chicken son.
And also, like, the elephant and its and his son, they our family, and Robert and Lucille have two children.
And he's a fashion photographer.
And somehow, despite causing a massive massacre, she was only in jail for 10 years.
Yeah, and she's back out in the world, and she's a checkout lady. Directed by Peter Jackson.
And written by four people, including Peter Jackson.
And his wife.
Yes.
And produced by Peter Jackson.
It's funny, indeed. My TV says, starting in 15 seconds, furry vengeance.
Yes. Well, so that was Meet the Feeble.
That was something. Yeah.
That was certainly something. After having not seen that film for so long, wow.
Now I was going to say, like, how does it, having not seen the movie in so long, how does it feel kind of rewatching it now, like, compared to when we were all young, when we saw this film?
I don't think it was high enough for this film.
Yeah. It's fucked. It is such a fucked up movie, but you know what? I'm glad we watched it together.
Yeah, indeed. And, it's the best type of fucked up movie. And it's probably a movie now, because we, like I said before, Peter Jackson's working on a new restoration of this movie.
Mm.
So I can't wait for a whole new generation of people to finally discover this movie and be like, what the fuck is this?
Yeah.
While they're watching
100%,
it.
100%. Everyone needs to watch this movie now. But I'm glad that I watched it with my friends, because it's a movie you need to watch with friends, I think.
Yeah.
It's definitely different than watching it by yourself.
Exactly.
Yeah.
But I hope all of our listeners enjoyed this audio commentary. And before we wrap up, Marcy, where can people find us on the internet this week?
Okay. People can find us at supermarcy.com. You can subscribe to us on Patreon at patreon.com/thesupernetwork, and hopefully you can see the video version of this podcast. And you can follow us or me at twitter.com/supermarcy. We are everywhere, folks. We are everywhere.
Indeed. And Batch, where can people find you on the internet this?
Oh, you can find me every Tuesday over on Web Tales, a Spider-Fan podcast, where me and one the only Mr. Mark Chevalier recap all the classic basic Spider-Man stories starting from issue 1 to present day. You can also follow me on my socials over at Multiverse 5, that's Multiverse FIVE, on the Instagram and the Twitter.
Awesome.
Yay.
People want to find me personally, they can find me at my Twitter page at twitter.com/bjamine or my personal writer's page on facebook.com/terribleaussie, and also go to supermasky.com and find all my writings there, both reviews, columns and whatnot. Got some new stuff in the works, so keep a lookout for those very soon. And also for our listeners, keep a lookout for our next episode, which will be our second Patreon pick episode, where we let our Patreon subscribers of the Super Network decide out of 4 films which one they want to see us do an audio commentary for Tubi Tuesday. Now, we won't reveal what it is yet. It's still early day. Well, probably, but keep a lookout for it on the next episode.
Well,
but
by the time this episode is out, the poll will be closed. So,
yes, exactly.
Basically, so, just keep an eye out for our next episode, which will be the Patreon pick.
But, yep, I hope all our listeners enjoyed this episode, and we'll see you all later. See everyone. Bye.
Bye.
Meet the Feebles, the adult puppet movie with something to offend everyone. Please, don't tell your friends how it all comes out in the end.
Yippee!